It's the clash of the internet titans, the battle royale of web behemoths, the showdown in whatever. It's Facebook versus Google.
Facebook thinks it might have revolutionized messaging.
The social networking site unveiling a one-stop shop for instant messages, text messages, Facebook messages, and emails.
The people at Facebook have named it the Gmail killer.
This week, Facebook announced Facebook Messages. Business Week called it, quote, nothing less than a revolutionary bid to make Facebook our personal communications hub. Dan Gilmore of the Knight Center for Digital Media Entrepreneurship, on the other hand, said the prospect of Facebook capturing his identity online was, quote, not just disturbing, but dangerous. Dan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with what this is, Facebook Messages. Email, instant messaging, mobile texts, I guess Facebook wall posts, all streaming onto your page. Can you describe what it looks like to the user?
If you set it up the way they are suggesting, you have three essential buckets for information. One is the people you know on Facebook and the people they know, friends and friends of friends. Then there's a category of other. For example, my bank is not my friend. And if a message from my bank came in, it would go into the other bucket. And then there's a third one called spam, which is exactly what it sounds like. I've only just started to play with it. They're rolling this out very slowly, and I've been given one of the early accounts to try it. And it's quite interesting. But as you noted, I'm skeptical in many ways.
Tell me what frightens you about this.
Kind of a long-standing issue that I and many others have had with Facebook is I think their casual approach to privacy, despite their pronouncements. In this case, they're going to archive everything that you do. You're going to have to go and delete stuff.
You mean all of my emails, messages from other platforms, rational and irrational, tasteful and distasteful, safe for work and unsafe at any speed, all of it stays on Mark Zuckerberg's servers in perpetuity?
My understanding is if you have decided to import everything into your Facebook messaging, that all of these conversations that you have will be saved for posterity, police, and divorce lawyers. I think a default should be that you archive it if you want to and not that it's something you have to unarchive. And keep in mind, everything we say is, for Facebook, data that is useful in part for selling advertisers.
But apart from privacy, you have other concerns as well.
And that is that Facebook has a very strong interest in having you spend as much time inside of Facebook as your primary place of doing stuff when you're online. I want people to experience a broad and increasingly diverse and interesting internet and not to get pulled into the walled gardens that others are creating.
I myself use Gmail and I have a Google homepage with all of my news feeds set up and so forth and so on. And it's an enormous nuisance to change platforms. If I'm to embrace Facebook Messages, do I have to move my life from Google to Facebook, or can I simply send my Gmail into the Facebook stream?
As far as I know, you can forward anything you want into the Facebook stream. It's fascinating because a lot of people use Gmail to do exactly that with their other email. But I have to say I've done neither of those two and plan to do neither of those two. I think you need your own home base on the internet that is controlled by you to the extent that such things are controllable and not by some large enterprise that can make decisions down the road that you might not agree with and then leave you scrambling to do something different.
So you have dangilmore.com?
I do.
And what do you sacrifice by being the master of your own domain?
Well, I sacrifice a little bit of money because I have to pay for it. I sacrifice some of the truly wonderful manipulating of email tools, using manipulating in the best way, that you can get with some of the providers that are all up in the cloud online like Gmail. But I have my own online presence that is my frame of reference about myself. And one of the things that we don't remember often enough is that people who are not particularly savvy about technology but just want to use things, they tend to accept whatever service is there based on what the provider has put in their face. So Facebook's decisions are going to have huge influence on how a lot of people communicate, and I'm in absolute awe of the technical brilliance of that company and the vision as well. But I do stay quite concerned about where they're leading us.
Well, maybe I'll split the difference. Maybe I'll leave Gmail, not go to Facebook Messages. But what I want is for my email address to be bob@dangilmore.com.
I'll set it up later. However, I make no representations for privacy.
Dan, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dan Gilmore is director of the Knight Center for Digital Media Entrepreneurship.